Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
It is the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Thanks for tuning in. Here we are, second week of February. Winter blasted us with an ice storm this week, and we had some warm weather at the beginning, and I did a little traveling this week and was down in the Carolinas, and it was in the high 70s. In the week before there, they had had ice storm down there. So Mother Nature's jacking with us, and we're all dealing with it. But that doesn't stop you from being a grilling guy or a grilling gal. So I'm Jop. He's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
It looks like you brought the ice back with you. Thanks for that.
Yeah, right. Yeah, here we go, huh?
So as I put my phone on silent here in the studio to make sure that it doesn't ring from a shopping list or something, it reminds me of we use our hot tub a lot, and I lost my phone a few nights ago. And
does it float?
I noticed that the locator showed it was at the house. And then I thought, oh, I bet it's sitting out next to the hot tub because I was playing music out there. Opened up the hot tub. It's nowhere around. I look in the bottom of the hot tub. There it is. And
so it doesn't float.
And you know what? I dried it out, and it works perfectly. It's an iPhone 7S. And before—
Does that S stand for submersible?
Yeah, I guess so. Before, the silent switch wasn't working, and a couple hours in the hot water, and it cleaned it all up. It works just great.
Had your leftovers from lunch on your finger that was in the switch.
I'm sure
it rinsed out, right?
Lots of grease in there. I'm sure there was lots of grease in there because— you know how that goes.
Oh, God. Speaking about lots of grease, we talked a little bit last week after the show was the Super Bowl or the Super Nothing, as it may be. It was not much of a game, but we did eat good. And I just wanted to report back. I made these little appetizers that were new, and dang if they didn't turn out well. I took a not a hot pepper because where I was going, people didn't like hot peppers that much. I took one of those little miniature bell peppers, stuffed it with cream cheese, and put a little piece of a meat stick inside of it, clamped it back together, wrapped it in a ball of kielbasa, and then wrapped that in a bacon strip and put those on the smoker. So we had the triple meat pepper with cream cheese. We couldn't come up with a better name than that, but they were a hit. And it was a lot of meat, but we ended up— you couldn't eat one, like, just put it in your fingers. You had to slice it up and eat it in little pieces because it was a little messy when you bit into it. But dang if those weren't good. And
nice.
The first time I tried them. So one of those things where, okay, I'll give it a B+. It wasn't an A, but it was— if you like, you know, pork sausage, bacon, and a little meat stick on the inside, you can't go wrong, right?
All the main food groups right there.
Right, yeah, exactly. So – it was, what about you? Did you cook anything this
week?
Well,
I did my oysters Rockefeller, but at the last minute I chickened out. I had devised that recipe out of culmination of things, and I don't know. I think what scared me away was the blue cheese. I was afraid there would be too many people that didn't like blue cheese, which is really funny because you're serving oysters.
Right.
There's more people that don't like oysters, I found out. But so I switched it back and used a Parmesan, and I put a posting on our website, thegrillingguys.com. You can see all the pictures. They were fantastic. They were gorgeous, and even people that claimed to not like oysters were eating them, saying, "Oh my gosh, these are really good."
Didn't you use that compound butter on there? That's where you switched out the
compound
blue cheese to the parm?
And panko breadcrumbs and Parmesan. By the time I was done with it, there wasn't much oyster there.
Well, there you are. You know? Right, yeah.
So I think these were frozen oysters. I think if they were fresh oysters, they might even be better. But the frozen ones, you know, by the time you thaw them and wash them, they're a little deflated and they're not all that big. So I could have, like, had a little bit of a heartier
oyster. You cooked all this. The cool part was, if I remember, I wasn't there, but correct me, you were going to cook this all on the shell but the oysters had been removed from the shell, and you actually received the shells in a package.
Well,
and
as
the oysters
I
in
thought,
a
but when I thawed the oysters out, they were all in there. They send you a pack of extra oyster bodies.
Is that
so
the
maybe
shell
they
you mean?
Want you, no, the actual body, the oh. animal. And I think maybe they want you to double them up or something. I don't know. I don't get it. It was a sample, so maybe, you know, some people just like making oyster stew and they sell them that way, bulk oysters
okay,
without
yeah, sure.
the shell. I know people do buy those. I gave a pack to my buddy, my water softener buddy, Tommy, when he came down. And he's a world-class chef. He used to own an old inn in northern Michigan called the Osceola Inn. And
yep, know where that
they
was.
They were famous for fine cuisine in that little town. But, you know, that's, again, you've got crossroads. Everybody coming from Grand Rapids headed north for the weekend would stop there.
Right.
Anybody with money ate there. It was all the hot girls in school worked there as waitresses. That was the place you could
this
make good
tips. This
is
going a ways back now.
You could make good tips back then if you worked right. at the Osceola Inn. But they made great food, and Tommy made some oyster stew with it, and I should have him do the recipe for us sometime because it sounded fantastic. It had some fancy mushrooms in it and everything, and I kind of want to try it.
But not your everyday dish.
No, right. No, and a lot of people are going to hold their nose, but if he made it, I'm sure it was good, you know, heavy cream and everything.
Right.
But
if they're made right, the oysters, kind of like scallops and other delicate seafood, if it's overcooked, it gets rubbery. So you just got to cook them and prepare them properly, and then they're
staging,
wonderful.
Staging
right.
when you put them in.
Yep.
I had a cool experience that this week you were talking about the ice, and I think it was like Thursday morning. Well, first of all, my dog Zeus died Wednesday. So I had to,
to
bury him.
Why'd you
Wednesday
have to tell me that?
Night.
Damn
and,
it.
So I woke up at like 5 in the morning to use the little boy's room, and I walked back to my bed. I was going to try and catch some more sleep, and I walked around the end of the bed because I was afraid I'd trip on Zeus, and of course he's not there, and I was really pretty depressed. And so I laid in bed feeling sad about my buddy.
He's been with you a long time. That dog went through hell and back.
Yes, he did.
He was the one that took a dive off the second-story deck rail,
broke three
of his legs, and he made it through it.
Yeah.
That was the crazy part.
6 months of rehab. But anyway, so I laid in bed for a while, and all I could think about was, you know, him. And then all of a sudden it's like, I'm not going back to sleep. And I go, oh, my gosh, it's Thursday morning. I didn't bring the garbage down. So I got up, threw my clothes on real quick, and did the dumpster routine, hooked it to the hitch of my Jeep, just crept down the driveway because it was like the luge. It was pure ice. And my driveway is 900 feet long, so it's tricky. Well, and all downhill.
With some curves.
Going to the street, yeah.
Yeah.
And I got down to the street, and I see flashers, and I'm like, uh-oh. So I unhooked the dumpster, and I look down the street, and here's this county pickup, and one man in the middle of the road cutting up a tree that the ice had taken down. And they're down everywhere. I mean, this morning I climbed over
We got hit this week with a hard ice storm on Wednesday and Thursday.
I think the whole world did.
Yeah, well, I don't know about where you are, but on Wednesday and Thursday there was ice, you know, each branch that's normally a twig's an inch around.
Yeah. So anyway, this fellow was there by himself. His name was Randy Roth, and there's a bunch of Roths out in my town of Lowell. And he's a county worker. He'd been up all night. And I hollered down to him, do you want some help? And he goes, well, sure. So I went out there and helped him haul this ice-coated tree in sections. He's cutting, I'm hauling. And I just want to give a shout-out to all those county and state workers and city workers who are out there, Consumers Power, all these people that are taking care of your trees so you can get your safety and your power back going.
And those are round-the-clock guys.
Yeah.
They don't punch in and punch out. I mean, they work till the job's done.
Yes,
and hats off to those guys.
Yes,
and if you see one, buy him a beer or buy him a coffee or whatever it is that you can do.
Yeah.
Because
he's working, buy him a coffee.
Right.
Let's
go exactly. With that. Yeah, exactly. Coming up next, one of my favorite dudes. There's a guy named Mad Jack that does a little barbecue catering. And I think we're going to talk about his signature dish. It's a little porchetta. Stick with us. We'll be back.